Three, two, one.
Hilarity.
We're on. Hello, everybody. We're still here. Everyone else appears to have gone to bed.
There's no one else in the universe.
Ben, don't wake up our listeners. They've all gone to bed. We do have a whole slew of comments from Crystal. There are many poems and many, many, many topic ideas that we have not caught up with the last 10 topic ideas that Crystal gave us. But she did also say she's going to bed, and she said she's taking us with her.
Oh.
On her iPod. So thank you, Crystal, for all your many, many, many comments. Yes. Wait a minute. I got one. We got one more. We got another sponsor.
You hung with
Who's
us.
Who's Crystal? Crystal sponsored us again. She must have taken up Mr. M on his challenge.
Up. You go, Crystal.
So, make sure you get that amount.
You help
the animals and the cancer people. So make sure that Mr. M gets that total, which we will not read on the air.
We're wonderful role models for young girls.
Are we? I don't know. We swear an awful lot. I have a top five list. I have a list. Or it's not top five. It's just five. I have a list of five.
And I have a list of five. So there's our next comment.
Here's five.
Whatever.
Five people you would meet in hell.
That's good.
I thought you'd like that. So now they have to be dead.
Yeah.
Can't say Sarah Palin.
Wasn't that a Mitch Albom book?
It was a Richard Scarry book.
Lowly Worm.
Lowly Worm and Huckle Cat.
Get in Huckle Cat's car and drive to hell. For picnic. They come back.
That was a good one. And I loved that book when I was little.
Remember Goldbug?
Goldbug? Was he one of the...
He was like... he was hidden on all the pages.
Yeah, I think I remember him.
Oh, Taylor used to love Cars and Trucks and Things That Go.
I had the big Richard Scarry Schoolhouse book, I believe. It was huge.
Lowly Worm get the spanking.
Anyway, five people. You can't say Glenn Beck, because he's not dead yet.
Right. Well, I think we'd agree on number one.
Hitler. Hitler, of
you
course.
Think he saw it?
That's why he's hot. It's because he's in hell.
I do think he saw it.
He's
burning
that kind of hot.
Crisp.
Yeah, good. Good.
You Nazi shithead.
Nazi shithead. Who else? No more Nazis. I mean, we could say Mengele and Goering and the rest of them, but let's.
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones, good one.
Care if he was crazy. He was an evil motherfucker.
No, he was an evil motherfucker. I don't think he was crazy. I think he was just an evil motherfucker.
Hold in the pipe and let it ride.
This might be slightly controversial, but I am going to say Jerry Falwell.
Ooh. Boy, was he surprised.
Yeah, boy, was he surprised. Exactly. Sorry, Jerry. Dum 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 do 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 do. Strangely enough, Cash in the Attic is not broadcast in HD. I guess they did not record it in HD.
I guess they didn't.
Probably predates HD. Who else? In hell. If you believe South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, pretty much everybody's in hell. Gandhi.
Oh, I know somebody.
Who?
Cho.
Who
did the Virginia Tech shootings.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He's in hell.
Yeah. What was his first name?
Sorry.
I thought his name was like Michael.
Either somebody's putting off fireworks or it's thundering in my town. But anyway. And to Jerry Falwell trying to get out.
This would be a bad time to lose you.
I know.
I don't know that I could do the last 3 hours by myself, so...
No, I'd come back. I'd do it by phone. You could translate like I did Mystery.
Yeah, that was the best episode so far. Who else would we see in hell?
Did you do the third?
I don't know. Did I? We both said Hitler. I said Jerry Falwell.
So I've named three.
Have we said...
Jim Jones, Hitler, and Cho.
All right. Oh, I think that guy's still alive.
Jeffrey Dahmer, I think it would be safe to say.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he got killed in prison.
Oh, I got one. Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's my third. Stalin.
Stalin. Oh, I gotta ask you something. I can do it on the air or off.
Go ahead and ask.
Did
now.
You see the cake wrecks, the Lenin cake?
That was some creepy ass shit, wasn't
That's
it?
Best thing I ever saw.
I was talking about that at work the other day. I was talking about how full scale Lenin lying in state cake looked exactly like Lenin lying in state.
Like flowers for his flowers and
I described it to the people at work, and one of the guys said, "Well, I bet they didn't eat it." And I said, "You're wrong, because the next picture was them cutting his face up."
He's up and serving creepy. It. And my when she said you could caption the picture, my favorite was, I said I wanted lemon cake.
That's good. Lemon cake. I think I have four now. So I said Tim McVeigh and I said Stalin, so I need one more. Is Pol Pot still alive?
I don't think so.
Oh, Pol Pot then.
House arrest.
He might still be under house arrest. Just don't go in that fucking house. Got any videos?
You must get up very early in the morning. You get to that 100,000 people?
Just don't go in that fucking house. Yeah, Pol Pot, I guess. If he's dead.
If not, he's on his way.
Yeah.
Better make reservations.
Mm-hmm. Did you get five?
I don't know. Would it be safe to say Saddam Hussein's?
Oh, hell yeah. How'd I forget? Of course Saddam Hussein is in hell. Hey, Satan, he's running the place again. South Park.
Well, I know that's at least five for me. It might have been six.
Yeah, that might even be six. All right, we're good then. What's your five list?
My five favorite board games, which is a complete 180 from people who burn and inhale.
That's true.
Inhale.
Well, let's see. Board game. Trivial Pursuit.
Cranium.
I've never played Cranium. I like, well, that's not really a board game. I was going to say Taboo.
Oh, I've never played that.
I love Taboo.
As a kid, man, I loved Life.
Oh, Life is fun.
The game of life.
That's... Well, you know, we have talked about board games many, many times on the Hucklebug.
Oh.
Because I remember talking about... Mousetrap and how we never really played.
Anyway, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true. Tuckabug's greatest hits, everybody.
Well, turn it up.
Let's next. We're gonna do things in my junk drawer.
That I can't reach from
exactly.
Here.
Scrabble's a good
Scrabble,
board game.
Yeah,
that's a board.
Scrabble after you know. Losing really bad.
I was just gonna say because you're so good, you kick everybody's ass, and nobody wants to play with you.
No, I don't. I'm really not that good at Scrabble. I draw bad letters.
It's not your fault.
I used to like Mastermind. Would that be considered a board game?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's kind of a little peg board.
Yeah, that's a board. If Scrabble's a board,
that's not a board game. It's a board game. Oh, gracious. I don't like Monopoly, which is another thing we've talked about on the Hucklebug. Don't like.
I like Monopoly for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it lasts around like 5 hours.
When Tatey was a little toddler, mm-hmm. he had perfection, and he never got to play it because his mother and I were always playing.
Perfections.
It.
I like perfection.
I
That's
love
the one
perfection.
That blows up if you don't do it. Yeah. Bad enough, right. Yeah. I like that game. For kids' games, I always favored Gnip Gnop and Hungry Hungry Hippos.
When I was a kid, one of the first games I ever remember getting, like, as a present was Hi-Ho Cherry-O, with the cherries and the trees. I think Taylor had that, too. But nothing beat perfection.
That's a good one. There's also Ants in Your Pants. Isn't that the one where it sort of tilts if it all falls out? Uh-oh. There goes Bet.
Nothing beats fun.
Nothing beats fun. That's so true. All right, well, we're gonna leave you on that note, because it's that time.
It's that time.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.